Virgil Abloh turned one of the most boring fonts in the world into high fashion. Helvetica wasn't just a font to Virgil Abloh, it was a mindset. Most people saw Helvetica as neutral and invisible. It appeared everywhere from NASA shuttles to NYC subway signs, even BMW and Panasonic logos. So why would a designer who was always pushing boundaries build his entire visual identity around the world's most neutral font? Because to him, it wasn't neutral. It was a way to unify chaos, a tool to make randomness make sense. He once said that the mindset of Helvetica, that's the mindset of architecture. At Off-White, Helvetica wasn't just a background, it was the design. He printed it on sneakers, hoodies, zip ties, even IKEA bags. But what really flipped it was the quotation marks. Shoelaces, sculpture, for walking, they weren't just labels, they were commentary. In his words, speaking in quotes lets me say two things at the same time. More than just aesthetics, Helvetica and quotation marks were how Abloh created a new form of fashion, not driven by patterns, but by what he typed on a keyboard. It created tension and irony. Most designers start with fabric, Abloh started with font. He typed his way into culture and showed us how minimalism doesn't have to whisper. It can shout if you know how to use it. I'm Suspense, and if you didn't know, now you know.